Parshas Nitzavim, the first posik, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, that you are all standing today in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosheichem, Shifteichem, Zekneichem, Veshotreichem, Kol Ish Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael. And Rashi learns Pshat over here that Melamed Shekinsa Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yoyim Moisei, Lahachnisan Bivris, that the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die, was going to be Nifter, he took the whole Klal Yisrael into a bris. And the Ramban explains, and Rabbeinu Bechai explains, that this was the same bris that Klal Yisrael had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bishas Matan Torah, on Har Sinai. Just after that, Klal Yisrael did the Chet Hegel, so it was like bottle that bris. Now they had to make again a second bris to bring Klal Yisrael close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mekabel the Torah, and with an Olam with a Shavua. Now they did it with a promise. Huadin Chazal also darshan, it was added now, the Indian of Arvis. That means Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, every single Jew has to watch over another Jew. If one person does a Chet, like it's brought down by Ochen, it's a Chet for the whole Klal Yisrael. It's like everybody did the Chet. Therefore one person has to watch over the second one, that he should not do a Chet. Then Rashi later brings down from the Medrash Agodah that asks the question, Loma nismecho pasha satem nitzavim the klolis. At the end of the last pasha, it spoke about all the klolis, the curses that will come upon Klal Yisrael. So how come now it says atem nitzavim? So the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael heard all the klolis, they became afraid. It says hariko pneim, that they became very afraid, and they said, miyuchu lamad bela, we can't stand, we'll be wiped out. So therefore Moshe now started to be mafayis them, to appease them and tell them, Atem nitzavim hayoyim, you should know everybody is standing here today. And even though harbe hechastem lamokom, even though you did a lot of averus, you made Hashem angry, huloy osi etchem kliya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not destroy us. For atem kayomim lefonov, we're still standing here. And really like the Kli Yoker asks, like if the klolis before is the pshat, the Klal Yisrael is supposed to be afraid to do averus. That's where Hashem gave us the klolis, that if we do an avera, we get punished. So now how come Moshe was appeasing Klal Yisrael to tell them, Mashma, even if you do averus, don't be afraid, you won't be wiped out. If you're not going to be afraid, so what's the whole purpose of having the klolis? The whole purpose of having the klolis is that we should be afraid. And really, the Medrash itself at the end ends off and explains itself. That the next Rashi brings down that the Medrash says, V'ha-klolois v'ha-yisurim mikayomim eschem. The fact that Hashem gives us curses and punishment, that keeps us going. U'matzivin eschem lefonov. That makes us stand up in front of Hashem. And the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us klolos, gives us punishment, it's not for the purpose to wipe us out. That's Klal Yisrael has avtochom. Klal Yisrael will never be wiped out. There'll always be a Netzach Yisrael. But the pshat is that if Klal Yisrael does bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us punishment to put us back on the right track. That's the pshat from the Yisurim. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu now was appeasing Klal Yisrael, as if to say, even though we do have averus and we deserve to have punishment, but the punishment will never be there to wipe us out. Atem nitzavim hayoyim, will always be standing. Klal Yisrael will always be here. So therefore, it's just the opposite, that the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the klolis was to be mekayim us, to keep us going, to keep us all here together. And the Mefarshim explained a little bit further than this, like really with another question, that the first Pasuk is talking a Lashon of plural to the Rabbim. It says, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, like Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to the whole Klal Yisrael together. And then later in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says, Liyovrucho bevris Hashem alakechu valosoy, like to you, a Lashon Yochid, Laman hokim oischo hayom loy loyom. And Moshe now was talking to the Yechidim, to every person separately. Sakum it starts off, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem, like he's talking to everybody, and then later he goes to talk to everybody separately. And the pshat of Mefarshim say is that the way Klal Yisrael will have a nitzochen, will always stay, will always be here, that's kulchem. In other words, there's a promise that Klal Yisrael will always be around. The klal, the whole group together of Klal Yisrael will always be here. If Yechidim will be here, that depends. If a Yochid puts himself into the klal, becomes a chelik of Klal Yisrael, he has this haftoch, he'll be saved. But if a person stays by himself and doesn't act as part of the tzibur, he doesn't have this special avtocha. And that's the way the Alta from Kelim used to explain the famous tour at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that the tour brings down that Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Yeshua Aimrim, that how great Klal Yisrael is, that the other nations, when they have judgment, they're afraid, they're scared, they're crying, they're wearing black. But Klal Yisrael, when they have the Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin, they dress up nicely, they take a haircut before, they look nicely, they wash themselves. And the tour ends off, why? It says, Lefi Sheyoidim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yasol Lehem Neis, that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do a neis, he will save us. Lefikach, therefore, noigim lesatav lechabes v'erev Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we make ourselves look nice for Rosh Hashanah. And the Alta V'Kelim used to explain like this, that the pshat from the nes is that Klal Yisrael, the Klal, the whole nation of Klal Yisrael, there's a nes, will always be saved. That the Avtocha will never be wiped out. The question is, every yochid v'yochid, if he puts himself in to be part of the tzibur, then he also has this avtocha. Therefore, the Klal Yisrael has to act as if they're part of the tzibur of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we dress nicely and we have this bitochlan HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be saved. And really, in the Zohar it says, when it says the word Hayoim, it means the special day of Rosh Hashanah. That the Pasuk is saying, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. Today on Rosh Hashanah, everybody is standing together, Kulchem. The whole Klal Yisrael together, and we're standing lefnei Hashem lekeichem, in front of Hashem. Like people say, when Klal Yisrael is in front of Hashem, we'll always be here. And some of Hashem want to say that what's the hachona? How do we prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah? Atem is also the gematria, the words of emes. It's aleph mem tof emes. The pshat is the people have the mid of emes. They take away sheker. They do the truth. That's the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With emes, we could be nitzavim, we could be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Chesed ve'emes yikadmu panecho. That if you want to be zeicher to have chesed, you have to have emes, should be yikadmu panecho. Should have the mid of emes first. And really, that's the Gemara in Shabbos that says from the word emes, the aleph, the mem, and the tof, they stand very easily. They'll never fall. They both all have good foundations. The pshat is emes is something that's mekayimus, that keeps us standing, keeps us going. Mashenkin, the word sheker, a shin, a kuf, and a resh, have a small bottom they could tilt over, they'll fall. They have no kiyim. So the way to be a nitzovim, the way to be standing in front of Hashem, is with the mid of emes. And the pshat from the mid of emes is the truth, that's to realize the truth. The pshat from this bris is that we're coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to realize the emes, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and the purpose we're here for is to do mitzvahs. That's the pshat from the bris. Right, the pasuk says right after Sheni, Laman Hokim Oyscho Hayom Leliyom, that we should be for a nation, for who Yilo Chol Elohim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be our God, Kasha Dibaloch, V'Hashenish Bala V'Sechle, Aron Yisok LeYakov. Then it goes weiter that not only for us, but even the Duras Haboyim for our children. In other words, something that's emes, that's the truth, has a kiyum loyelam voed, not only for us, but even for the children. But then in Pasuk Yizayin explains the opposite, that pen yeshbochem isho yishoy mishbochoy shevet ha-shelavovoy poyne hayoyim yim Hashem. Maybe there's somebody that goes away from Hashem, and he goes to worship Avodah Zarah. And he says to himself, even when he hears all these curses, but he'll be satisfied to himself and say, Shalom Yili, to me everything is peaceful, will be good. I go with the stubbornness of my heart. Notice he does not want to hear the truth, but rather he only goes after the way he understands things. Such a person, the Pasuk says, Lo Yoyva Hashem Soloyach Loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not want to forgive him. But rather, Kodesh Baruch Hu will burn up and be angry at such a person. So in other words, this is the opposite of emes. This is the opposite of the truth. A person that doesn't want to see the truth, but just wants to be stubborn and hold his own and say everything is good for him. He doesn't look at the klolos that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. Such a person will not be nitzavim hayoyim. Such a person will not be standing. Such a person will be wiped out from the klolos. So it's like we're going back to the beginning, that the Rashi said the reason why it said the klolos first, And then it says, Atem Nitzovim, like we said, because the Pshat is the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Klolis is today that we should realize the Yemes, to see that if we get punishment, why do we have punishment? Because we did something wrong. By this, we wake up and start to do the right way. That's what's Nitzovim, that's what keeps us going. That keeps us and makes us become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the opposite, if somebody does not wake up, but rather Beshrius Liboy, he's stubborn and he keeps to his own, he doesn't want to hear the truth, such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not be Soleach Lei. And the Pshat is really like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki Imcha Haslicha Leman Tivorei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us in order that we should be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we should have Yiras Hashem. And really the question is just the opposite. If a person realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him, so he won't have Yiras Hashem, he won't be afraid of the Averis. He'll feel, listen, Hashem forgives me, I won't be afraid to do more Averis. And the Pshat is not like that. The Pshat is like this, that if a person does Averis, and he thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive me, that means I can't be close to Hashem anymore. So he thinks he's thrown away from Hashem, it doesn't pay to do good anymore. So the Kesedir always do more and more Averis. But if a person realizes that even though we did something wrong, we did Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still is close to us and has chesed and gives us slicha, like we daven, we say slichas. We're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. If we realize that no matter how bad we are, how bad we did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still forgive us, therefore we'll be able to become close back to Hashem, we'll feel that we're still able to have Yiras Hashem. But that's only if a person sees the emes, sees the truth, and wants to become close to Hashem. But if a person is stubborn and doesn't see the truth, and only thinks he's right and doesn't want to hear what Hashem says, such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not give him slicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forgive such a person. Now, after Shlishi, Pasuk Tezayin says that Vatiru Eshikutzehem V'yeskilulehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying now that the Klal Yisrael, that when you were Mitzrayim, he saw the bear, the Avodah Zarah they were doing. The Shikutzehem means the disgusting things. Then it says, Eitz for Evan, the wood and the stones that they made for Avodah Zarah. Then it says, Kesev Vizov, their silver and their gold, Asher Imorim, that was with them. Now, once it over for Shvadran, that explained like this. They said the Pshat is that the first time a Jew sees an Avodah Zarah, the first time we see an Avera, it's mamish like she could say in Vesgulehim. It's disgusting. It's something we can't do it. The second time we do the Avera already, we see it already. It's already Eitz Veven. It's not so bad. It already looks like wood or like stone. And the third time you go to do an Avera already, it already looks like Kesev Azov. It already looks like gold and silver. In other words, like we were saying before, that this bris is a person has to have the meat of MS, the truth, to see the truth. Chazal always said that Olam Hazeh is doimut ha-choshech. It's a little bit dark here. The pshat is, because when a person does one Avera and a second Avera, like the Gemara says, Nasa like Heter. It becomes like it's mutter, it's like nothing anymore. We become blind, we don't see the truth. But if a person would really see the truth, he'd be able to see that the Averis are really Shukutseim Vesgulehim. They are disgusting things, they are something to stay away from. And that's the Avodah of Rosh Chodesh Elul now, and now is the time we're going to start saying Slicha soon, start asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. And the beginning of asking for forgiveness is first to realize what we did wrong. We have to have this midah emes of the truth, that even though it's hard to change over, it's hard to do tshuva, like we'll talk about the mitzvah of tshuva soon. But our component in the beginning is to have the truth, to realize what we did wrong and what we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. That's the aside of slichas. We say over slach lanu, mechal lanu, kapel lanu. We have to realize we did do things wrong, and for these things we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive us. And not that after we did it a few times, it should remain like us, like Kesev Azov, as if we didn't do anything wrong. And now after Revi, now the Pesukim start talking about the Inyan of Tshuva. That it says, it says, you should bring it close to your heart. That you should return to become close to Hashem. You should listen to him. To everything that I'm commanding you today. And again, v'shav Hashem l'kecha shvuz chavricha mecha, v'shav v'kibetzchum mekolomim, that if we return, HaKadosh Baruch will have rachmonos on us, will have mercy upon us, and will bring us together. And the Sfas Emes explains, and really it's like we said before, that first the Psukim start talking about the Kabbalah HaBris. First Klai Yisrael has to accept upon himself this Bris to realize the Emes, to realize what we are doing. And after we realize the Emes, now we could go to do the Mitzvah of Tshuva. If we realize what we did wrong, now we could go to do Tshuva to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then in Pasuk Vav it says, Umoy LaShem Elokecha Es Lavovcha V'Es Lavav Zarecha. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mold, will circumcise your heart, V'Es Lavav Zarecha, in the heart of your children, Liyavras HaShem Elokecha, to come to love HaShem Echol Lavovcha V'Chol Nafshcha L'Man Chayecha. So here this Pasuk is talking about, if we do Tshuva, so we'll become to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, what does it have to say, Es Lavovcha V'Es Lavav Zarecha? If you do tshuva, what does that have to do with your children? And the Sfas Emes explains, no, that a person has to realize that his children take after him. And if a person has a shevresh of ra, does averis, it will affect the children also. But if the father does tshuva and starts doing good, it will also affect the children. So because of the tshuva of the father, that will also affect the eslavav zarecha, that automatically the children's heart will also become to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be close to Him. And then in Pasuk Chesed says, V'yato soshuv v'shomata b'kol Hashem. You should return and listen to Hashem. In other words, you should come and do tshuva. But right away the Pasuk says, V'yosi so es kol mitzvosav asher anuchi mitzavach hayoyim, that you should go to do all the mitzvos. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that we're talking about now about doing tshuva. So a person has to realize, how do we do tshuva? It's not enough just to say slichus, just to halavai, feel bid what we did wrong, and want to become close to Hashem. That alone is not enough. We need that. But the Pasuk says, V'yosi says, kol mitzvosav asher anuchi mitzavach hayoyim. The way we do tshuva is by start to do mitzvahs. We have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do the mitzvahs. By learning more, by davening better, by doing mitzvahs. That's the way we do tshuva. Like we say in Shmon Esrei, Hashiveinu avinu lo sarasecho, v'koveinu makenu lavoidasecho, v'yachazireinu b'seshuva shleima. How do we come to do tshuva? That's only after we learn the Torah and we do the mitzvahs. Then the Pasuk after Shishi says,
Ki ha-mitzvah hazois, this mitzvah, asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoyim, that I'm commanding you today, you should know, lo nefleisi mimcho, it's not hidden from you. It's not far away from you. And loy v'ashamayim, it's not in disguise. Lamer, that you should say, miyala lonu ha-shamayim, how could we go up to the skies? V'kachenu and take it lonu. V'yashmenu v'yisav v'nasenu. V'loy mi'evra la'yomu, it's not on the other side of the ocean. Lamer, that you could have an excuse to say, miyava lonu alevra ha-yom, how could we go to the other side of the ocean? V'yikachenu and take it lonu. V'yashmenu v'yisav v'nasenu. But the Pasuk says rather, Ki kore ve'lecho ha'dovim yoid. This mitzvah is very, very close to you. V'ficho, it's just with your mouth. U'vilvovcha, with your heart, la'asayse, to do it. So the question is, what mitzvah is the Pasuk talking about now? So it's a machlekes. Rashi is mashma, this mitzvah is going on, limer ha'Torah. Rashi says, Ki kore ve'lecho ha'Torah nitnu lechem v'iksav u'valpeh. The Torah was given to us with iksav. We're talking about now this learning of the Torah, this mitzvah of learning of the Torah. The Pasuk is saying, it's not in Shemayim, it's not on the other side of the ocean. But you should know, it's very close to you. And Rashi learns here, Loi b'Shemayim hi, that the Pshat is Shilu Hoysa b'Shemayim, because if the Torah would be in the Shemayim, or Yisatzorech Laloi Sacharel Olamdo, you would have to go there and learn it. There's no Torah not to learn Torah. But Akshara Koshbroch is telling you, you should know, the Torah is mamish right in front of your nose, is b'fichel b'bovchel asoysoy, just with your mouth and with your heart, sit down to learn the Torah. So the first one asked the question, like, you don't talk like this. You don't tell somebody, I have something, mamish, you should know this thing is not far away. How far away? It's not like in a different country. But where is it? It's right in front of your nose. Like, you don't talk like that. Either you say something is not 2 feet away, but it's right in front of you. Or else you say, something is not in the next country, but it's in this country. But how do you have such a contrast between saying it's not in Shemayim, it's not on the other side of the ocean, but you know where it is, mamish right in front of your nose, like you don't talk like that. And the pshat is they say, yes, by Torah, that's the way it is. If a person is meisim lev, if a person puts his mind to learn Torah, it's very easy, it's right in front of you, it's easy to learn Torah. You could get a chavrusa, you could have shiurim, sit down and learn. But if a person doesn't think about it, he doesn't talk about it, he's not in his mind, the Torah is mamish in Shemayim, it has no shaykhus to you, you don't learn the Torah. The Torah is mamish on the other side of the river, it has nothing to do to you. In other words, ruchnius, this inyan to be close to Hashem, if you want to, if you think about it, it's a very close and easy thing to learn Hashem's Torah. But if you don't want to, you don't think about it, the pasuk is telling you, you should know, it's very, very far away. Now that Rashi said pshat in the pasuk that loy b'shemayim hi, that you should know the way Rashi learns it means the Torah is not in the skies. So really what Rashi brought down is the Gemara in Erevin, that the Gemara in Erevin says, Omer Rabbi Avdimi, Bar Choma, my dechtiv loy b'shemayim hi, what does the pasuk say that it's not in the Shemayim? Shim b'shemayim hi, because if the Torah was in the Shemayim in the skies, to tzorech la'ala sachreho, you should know you would have to go after it. Now the question is, what's the pshat in the Gemara? How is it possible to say you have to go after the Shemayim? It's not possible to get there. We can't get there. How could there be a mitzvah as if to say if the Torah would still be in the Shemayim, the mitzvah would be to go to Shemayim to learn Torah. And the Pshat Mefarshim say, the Shem Mishmul says is, that if there would have been a mitzvah to go to Shemayim, you should know we could do it. The Pshat is if there's a mitzvah, if we have a tzibu to do it, whatever Hashem tells us to do, you have to know it's only because we could do it. It's possible for us to do it. If there would have been a mitzvah that the Torah is in Shemayim, and we would have to go to the Shemayim, there wouldn't be an iptur we can't get there. There would have been a mitzvah how to get there. But the pasuk is saying you should know that Hashem did not give us the mitzvah to go to Shemayim, but rather Hashem gave us the Torah, like other Gemara's darshin, that we darshin from the same pasuk. That leba Shemayim we darshin, that Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, so now that the Torah is given to us, we don't have to listen to the Baskel. In other words, Loi b'Shemayim means Pasha, the Torah is not in Shemayim anymore. The Torah was giving us to Bnei Yodim that we could pass in the Shilas. And the Psak Halacha is the way they pass in Boretz, here. And in Shemayim, if a Baskel comes out and tells you the Loch is like that, we don't have to listen to the Baskel anymore. It's the same shot. That the Pasuk is saying the Chesed of Hashem, that He did not make the mitzvah that we have to go to Shemayim to learn Torah, but rather Ki Korev Eilecho Hadovim Yoid, Belficha Bobovchal Asoisim, that the Torah is very, very close to you. All you have to do is just speak it out with your peh, with your mouth. There's Torah Shabiksav already, there's Torah Shabapeh. All we have to do is just learn it, it's very easy. And this is all part of the Chesed that Hashem did to us, that He gave it to us so easy to Mekayim, this great mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. Now this is the way Rashi learns Pshan, this posseg of Ki ha mitzvah hazois, what this mitzvah is talking about. However, the Ramban over here learns a little bit differently. The Ramban learns that this posseg is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. Like the psukim before we're talking about doing tshuva, coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'shov Hashem l'kecha shvuzcha v'chamecha, Amol Hashem l'kecha z'lavorcha z'lavazarecha, L'yavos Hashem l'kecha. The psukim before we're talking about tshuva. Now the Ramban learns this is also ki ha mitzvah hazois. Means the Torah is telling you this mitzvah to do tshuva that I'm telling you today. It's not far away. It's not in Shemayim, this inyan to do tshuva. It's not on the other side of the ocean, the inyan to do tshuva. But rather the pasuk ends off ki korev eilecho hadavim yoid. It's very close and very easy to do tshuva. Befichol v'bovchol asoisei. You only have to do tshuva with your peh, with your mouth, and with your lev. That's all you have to do tshuva. As if to say it's a very easy mitzvah, this mitzvah of tshuva.
And the Mefarshim all this, like we know, not like that. We know to do tshuva, it's very hard. It's a very hard mitzvah to do tshuva. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Lever Tzitzal used to explain like this, that really the yisayid of tshuva is a tremendous chesed, a tremendous kindness that Kadosh Baruch Hu did to us. Like the Mesil Sasharim explains, that the yisayid of tshuva is that the fact we're oikar, we take away the thought that we did the maisa, that we did the Averam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts that as if we take away the action itself. The Akiras HaMachshava is like the Akiras HaMaisa, which is a tremendous chesed. Even though we did something wrong, we did the action, but now that we feel bad, This is Chesed Hashem. It takes it away as if we did not do the action. And really, just to have charotah to feel bad should be easy. It is one of the seven things that were created before the world was created. Just the pshat is that since, like we spoke about before, since we're rogu, we do the averus so often, it's hard for us to see the emes. But if a person will be able to see the truth, really to do the mitzvah of tshuva is a simple mitzvah. In the Sefer Koich Faror, he wants to explain like this. Like we know, even if there wouldn't be a mitzvah of tshuva, still, if you do one avera, you don't have the right to do a second one. So he learns like this. What's hard to do tshuva is to stop doing the averus, or to feel bad you did it already. Now that you have to do even without tshuva. The chiddush of tshuva is that even after you do, you become about tshuva, you feel bad, you should know now HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away what you did before. That is easy to do. In other words, once a person stops doing the avera and feels bad what he did, which he would have to do even without tshuva, now the chiddush of tshuva is that if you have vidui, like if you ask Hashem to forgive you, Hashem will take away the action you did already. That is simple. So therefore it's good to pasuk. The pasuk that's saying tshuva is easy, that means after you stop doing it, just to get a slicho mechila, that's easy.
Pasuk after Shvi says, Rei nosati lofunecho hayoim, you should see that I'm putting in front of you today, et achayim v'yasatoiv, I'm giving you life, and v'yasatoiv if you do good. V'yas hamoves v'yas hara, and I'm giving you death, v'yas hara, poshut means if you do bad, that's what's going to cause the moves. And then the next pasuk goes on, like Rashi says, to explain what does it mean, hatoiv. What does it mean if you do good, you'll have chaim, you'll have life? That we have the mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo leches bedrochov, to go after his ways. V'lishmor mitzvoysa v'chukaysa v'mishpotov, and to listen to all the mitzvahs. V'choyisa v'rovisa v'rachacho Hashem l'kecho boretz. Asher atov v'shom l'rishto. That if you do all the mitzvahs, you can have a blessing, a bracha from Hashem, and everything will be good. And then Pasuk Yudzayin says the opposite way. V'yim yifne levavcha, if you turn away your heart, v'loy sishma, you won't listen, v'nidachto v'shtachavise l'olihim acherim v'avaratem, if you can go do the Avodah Zorah, you should know, you're going to be destroyed. You're not going to have a long life. And then the Pasuk says over again, another time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a neidus, ha'adoysi v'chem ha'yoyim, ha'sashmayim v'esorat, ha'chayim v'yamovis, nasat l'funecho, ha'brocha v'yaklolo, and Hashem says, I'm giving all these things in front of you. Ha'brocha klolo, ha'chayim v'yamovis. And the Pasuk says, u'v'ocharto v'chayim, and Hashem is telling you to choose the life. In other words, choose the bracha, choose to do good, choose the toif. L'ma'atich ya'atev azarechem, that you should live, you and your children. And again, the pasuk repeats itself, li'av was Hashem l'kecho, to love Hashem, l'shmo ya'bakoy loy, to listen to Hashem l'dovka boy, to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu chayecho, because He is our life. V'yerech yamech, and long life. L'ashev es al adom, Hashem nishpa Hashem l'avasech, l'avrom yisrael Yaakov l'osayis lehem. This is the end of the parasha. Really, the Meshech Chochm explains, like, how come here it goes by Richef Yisukim, that it says, Ashluk, Hashem is giving you a Chayim, a Toiv, a Movis, a Ra, a Brocho Klolo, and he goes to explain that the Brocher is, to have Chayim is, to do Toiv, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do His mitzvahs. And then it says, the rise in Yifnul Bavli, you turn away your heart, and you go end up, when you turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do one Avera, two Averas, you end up doing an Avodah Zarah, and you'll be destroyed. Like, how come here, right now, the Torah goes, Arichas, explain it. And before, in Pashas Re'ei, the Torah also said, that Re'ei, Anoichi, Noisein Lefneichem, Noisein Lefneichem, Ayoim Baruchu Klola, it just says, a Baruch and a Klola, it also explains, Es HaBaruch HaShatishmon, the Baruch will be, if you listen to the mitzvahs, the HaKlola will be, if you don't listen. But that's all. The Torah just says a bracha and a klala. If you do the mitzvahs, there'll be a bracha. If you do averus, there'll be a klala. But there in Parshas Re, the pasuk doesn't go in to talk about bariches, about chayim and moves. You'll have a long life, you'll have a short life. And then, you know, to come into love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be so close to Hashem, uledov kaboy, to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How come here, at the end, right after we finish speaking about this mitzvah of tshuva, now the psukim go bariches to talk about the chinyon of chayim and moves? And he explains like this, that once the Pasuk said this Indian of Tshuva, the way the Ramban learns, that Hashem gave us a tremendous chesed, that we could do Tshuva. That if we do Tshuva, we could uproot the action we did and really become back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, become close, like the Pesukim say, V'shavta ad Hashem lekechem. We can mamash become close until Hashem himself. So if you have the opportunity to do Tshuva, and now if you don't do Tshuva, you don't use up this opportunity. It's so terrible that you'll get mavis. Hurrah. And here the Pesukim go by Riches to explain it. That if you keep on doing the Ra, you're going to get mavis. You're going to get vidachto, you'll be thrown away. But the opposite way, as you know, like you can have bracha, you can have toiv. That means now with the mitzvah of Tshuva, we have the possibility again to become close to our Kodesh Baruch Hu.
And therefore, if we do it, we'll be zeicha with the bracha, kol tov. But neither gisa, the other way we have to look at it, now that we have this chiddush of tshuva, that it's so easy to become close to Hashem, if we don't take advantage and we don't do tshuva, for that we'll become mavis, for that we'll get the terrible punishment. That's why here the Pesukim also talk about the union of mavis, of those punishments. And that's also why the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are called Aseret Shimei Tshuva, because these are the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us that it's so easy for us to do tshuva. And if we don't take advantage and don't do tshuva, it's a terrible thing. Alright, we'll stop here for the parsha, and on the other side of Mitzvah Shem, I'll talk about the Nyonim of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says that Barosh Hashanah is called Boyi Oilam Oivrim Lofono Kivne Morin Shenemar Hayoitza Yachad Libon Hamevin Akol Masayim. That in Rosh Hashanah every single Jew goes in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and gets his mishpat, gets his judgment. But the question is, why did a Kodesh Baruch Hu pick on Rosh Hashanah to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Why is this the time now to have the Yom HaMishpat, to have the Yom HaDin, called the Zman of Malchus? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus shines out in the whole world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the king of Rosh Hashanah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu pick Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? And there are two pshatim. One pshat, according to Rebbe Lezer, that holds the world was created in Chofei Elul. That was the beginning of the Briyas Olam. And it comes out on Yom HaShishi, which was the day that Adam Rishon was created, which is really Nishlam, the Maisa Breishis, came out on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's the beginning of the Ashlama of the Briyas Olam. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu now is coming to give Mishpat, to give judgment on the world. Because this really is the beginning of the Briyas Olam. And even when Adam Rishon was created, really the Medrash talks about every single hour of that day, of the Yom HaShishi, when Kodesh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon, it goes through every single hour of the day, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to form him in the morning until finally he was created. And the Jadua, even the first day that Adam was created, it's brought down that on the Shor HaTshi, on the ninth hour of the day, that's when Adam Rishon did the Chet. That's when he went to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And it says on the tenth hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Mishpat, gave him judgment. On the 11th hour, they pass and he has to go out of Gan Eden. On the 12th hour, at the end of the first day, Adam Rishon already received his punishment, that he was thrown out from Gan Eden. And the question Mepharshim asks, how come right away, so fast, the first day of the Bria, the first day of the world like was in existence, Yom HaShishi and Adam Rishon was created, how come that day itself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to show judgment, give punishment back to Adam Rishon? Like we know, the next day on Shabbos already, Adam Rishon did tshuva. That's the Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos that we say, and it says, Toiv Lohidus Lashem, and Chazal Darshin, Toiv Lizvadus Lashem. It's good to do tshuva on Shabbos. Adam Rishon was the first one to say this mizmor, and that was the tshuva that Adam Rishon did on Shabbos. So if Adam Rishon did tshuva right away, like the next day, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have Rachmanis on him? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to give him his mishpat, his judgment, right away, the next hour after he did the chet, he received his punishment? Why did it all have to happen the first day of the Briya Salem like? And the Mepharshim explain, I heard from Rav David Tzal, Rav David Krongles Tzal, the pshat is that, like we say, Ein Melech B'Loyam, a king is nothing without a nation, without a world. So So at the beginning of the Briyas Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is becoming the Melech. Hashem is now becoming the King over the world. And the Yisod of a Melech is, Ein Melech B'loi Mishpat. A Melech has to have judgment, has to have Mishpat. Therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted at the beginning of the Briyas Olam, the first day when Adam was created, he wanted to like show the world, like his Malchus, the whole Malchus Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King over the whole world. Right away, the first day, he had to give Mishpat. He had to give judgment. That shows the union of the Melech. And who Adin every single year, year after year, when it comes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's called Rosh Hashanah. That's also, again, the end of the year, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu now judges the year for the coming year. The judgment of Rosh Hashanah is not for the past year, what we already did, but rather it's a judgment, it's a Zman Adin for the year to come. At the beginning of the year, that's the way a Melech is. Before a Melech, a king, starts off his kingdom, first he lays down the laws, he lays down the rules, he lays down the punishments you get if you don't listen to him. He lays down the reward you'll get if you do listen to him. That's the way a Melech makes up his kingdom. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now becoming like a Melech, a king over the whole universe, over the whole world. So now is this demand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us his mishpat, this judgment for the future year. And even according to the other man, the Yom, that says the world was created in Nisan, so according to him, why is the Yom HaMishpat on Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? And the Ran explains, because HaKol Ponim, when Kal Yisrael did the Chet Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel them on Yom Kippur. On Yud Tishrei, that was the Yom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'salachti k'varecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel v'saleach. Like we spoke about, there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem, to daven to Hashem, he should forgive Klal Yisrael, till finally it was Nishlam, was finished the Slichem on Yom Kippur. So therefore these are called Yemei Rotzon. These are special days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like close to Klal Yisrael, and has Rotzon, has goodwill with Klal Yisrael. Therefore now is this man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Keveya, the Yom Hadin, to give judgment to Klal Yisrael. As the Chesed, the Rachman of Hashem, he gives us his judgment at the time when he has Ratzon, when he has peace and goodwill with Klal Yisrael. And that's why these days are called the Yomim Neroyim, the special days, 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This man Ratzon, this man to do tshuva, to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you do what the Alter Kelim used to say, he used to call these 10 days Yomim Nechmodim. These are sweet days. He used to call them sweet days. These are the days that a person could become close to the Melech, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dirshu Hashem, v'imatzu, v'yoyse korov. HaKadosh Baruch himself is close to us, and it's easy to become close to Hashem. These are sweet days to chaperayim, to feel happy about them, and not just to wait and say, I can't stand till they're over already, it's too hard for me. No, these are special 10 days to really enjoy every single second of the day, to really work and do the avodah of these asaros yimei tshuva. Now we know in Ladavar Hashem Ori that we say, we dash in Ladavar Hashem Ori v'yishi, so Chazal dash in Ori zeh Rosh Hashanah, v'yishi zeh Yom Kippur. V'akol ponim Ori malay, that goes on Rosh Hashanah. That means on Rosh Hashanah, the or, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines out on the whole world. This is the Yom of Malchus, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a king. But we say, Ladavar v'dor hamlichu l'keo, like every single year, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is again becoming the king of the whole universe. That's the union of the Or Shor Rosh Hashanah. Now we know Chazal tell us that the Pasuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says really that Imru Lofonai Malchios on Rosh Hashanah is a special mitzvah to say psukim about Malchios, about the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why the Gemara Dashins Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, that we should accept and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become the king over us. And then Zichronos, we say Psukim of Zikaron to remember what happened to us in our past. Sheyale Zichronenu Lofon L'Toiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember us for the good. And Bama, with what we say Bashofar, we blow the Shofar. These are the special inyanim about Rosh Hashanah, the inyan of Malchus, of Zichronos and Shofar, which all these three things are the inyan of Kidei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, that we should accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become our king. And really the question is, how does this help? Like L'chura, it's pochus, it's not nice. It's not a nice way of doing things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself should tell us, say like 10 psukim of Malchus,
And if Klal Yisrael says Temsukum Malchus, the Mela Kodesh Baruch will be our king. It's not nice to do things like that. But the pshat is that Avada Kodesh Baruch himself is the Melech. That's the Metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech. But our problem is that there's too much of a hest upon him. We don't realize, we don't see the Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that close with us, Bizman is there. After the Churban Abayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away a Shechina from us. There's a hest upon him right now. But HaKol Ponim, when it comes on Rosh Hashanah, that's the or, that's the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines again. And this is the time that every single Jew could become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the pshat that we say, Irmu Lefonai Malchias, Kadesha Tamluchuni Alechem, the thing that we are saying, Sukkim of Malchus, is not the pshat that we like making Hashem a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Metzias, is the Melech. But the pshat is, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we accept Hashem to be the Melech, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we want Hashem to be our king, that we want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines down on us, the brachas, and the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. Like we know the yisayid of all the brachas are, is from the Or Ponecha, from the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we get all our brachas. Like we say in Brachas Kahanim, Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Pone Velecha Vichunecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine out His Ponim, His face will be shining out for us. That's where we get our brachas from. Like we say in Sim Shalom, V'kabor, V'or Ponecha, Kivor ponecho nesatolonu Hashem lakeinu teras chayim v'yavas chesed utstoko uverocho v'rachamim v'chayim v'sholon v'toy v'yia b'yenecho l'vorchen l'vorchaz glamcho yischo b'chleis v'chosho b'shlamecho. The dinin is b'or ponecho, with the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the more hashpo, the more close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, that's the more bracha we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So really, these days of Aser Shimei Tshuva, starting with Rosh Hashanah, that's the or, the shining of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzmamish Yomim Nechmodim, sweet days, the days we have a right to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's easy to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more close we become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way we receive all our brachas. All the brachas, all the gashmias that we receive from Hashem is from the fact that we are close, that we receive the or from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like the pshat HaKam and Rosh Hashanah, throughout the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, the Ikka tefillos, we don't mention a word about Gashmias. We don't daven our Rosh Hashanah for our own sake, for Gashmias to have good panosom, to have good chayim. We don't daven for our own sake. But rather, if you go through the tefillos and have a special tape on this, on the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, the main point of the tefillos is we're davening for the kvoid malchusa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're davening that the whole world should be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only the Jews, but the whole world should realize the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein tein pachtecho akol ma'asecho. We want everybody to have pachad v'emes yom adin. Everybody should realize the greatness of Klal Yisrael and of Eretz Yisrael and the Mokam HaMikdash. That's how it's filos in Rosh Hashanah. The question is, if it's a yom ha'mishpat, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives judgment, He judges us for every little thing that's going to happen throughout the whole year, for our panosa, for our gashmias, how much money are we going to make? Person wants to be a Talmud Chacham, how much Torah are you going to learn throughout the whole year? If you're a Ben Talmud Chacham, if you've been a yeshiva, how much of a good head you going to have that year? How good are you going to understand things this year? Everything is Eska Paskin, Hashem gives judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And anything could happen. There's a Kavah Chaymer, Maduch, the Imois, who was Nifkad on Rosh Hashanah. It says, sorry, Menu, who was Nifkad on Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu made her, that she was able to have children again. And Sarah was a lady at that time that didn't have a womb at all. It wasn't possible for her to have children. Still, on Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Nifkad, remembered her, and opened her up that she was able to have children. Lachas kama v'kama for Bnei Yeshiva, for anybody. Even though his head is a little bit closed, fashed up a little bit, he doesn't understand everything. If he's Zeichan, Rosh Hashanah, B'yom Adin, Avada, Kodesh Baruch Hu could open up your head to give you a good das, good havana, good understanding, good asmada. You could steigoys and learn a lot this year. If anybody, the more you learn, the more go into you, the more of a Talmud Chacham you become. All these things that Hashem gives mishpat, gives judgment, and Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, how come we don't ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah about these things? Why don't we talk about our panosa, our own even ruchnias? Why don't we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us das, give us chokhmah, bina v'haskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us. Today we should be able to do mitzvahs. And the pshat is, like we just said,
that the way a Jew receives the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the more closer we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki bor ponecho, the more awe of Hashem we have, memela we receive all the brachas kol tov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the side of Rosh Hashanah is that we have to be mamluch, we have to only talk and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mamluch, to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name great in the whole world. And the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more Hashem sees that we care that Hashem's name should be spread out over the whole world, is the melech, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes closer to us, the more of the aura of Hashem comes down to us. And that's the way we receive our brachas, that the more aura of Hashem we have, the melech will have more brachas kol tov shebo'elam. That could be the pshat also, it's called a kessel yom chagenu, like the yomtiv of Roshon is like a hidden yomtiv. It's kessel that's covered up. The Yisrael is because it's covered up all the brachas, all the aura that comes down is like hidden. Where our tefillah, our main thing is to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to have the old Malchus Shemayim, to say Malchios, to say Zichronos, Bameh B'Shofer, with the Kril Shofer goes up, that's the way we become close to Hashem. And the Mela by itself, it comes down automatically, all the brachos called Tuv Shabbalim. Some of us say, Bechlal, the Yishayda B'Shofer, a Shofer really is like a pipe, the Cholot has one hole here, another hole the other way. That's the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayim. The Kol Shofar's Oila means our Kolas down Baritz go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. And the Ashpoh comes down again, the Or Ponecho of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Dabar Hashem Oiri V'Yishi, the Or Shor Rosh Hashanah, that's the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what comes down on Rosh Hashanah. The Mela, that's the union of Yom HaMishpat and Rosh Hashanah, like we said, that a melech is the pshat is, he has mishpat, he has judgment, he has his ways of ruling. That's the side of a melech. Now on Rosh Hashanah itself, we know the Torah calls it Yom Teruah Yilechem. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom Teruah. Now the question Mefarshim asks is, like why is it called the Yom Teruah, which is mashma the whole day, you have to blow the shofar, it's not true? We know the Ikka Mitzvah is, you have to hear 9 kolos. If you hear 9 kolos from the shofar, you eat to the mitzvah. But the Rabbanim, we hear more. But Midiraisa, it's only to hear 9 kolos. So why is Rosh Hashanah called the Yom Teruah? Mashma, the whole day is a day of blowing the shofar. Secondly, why does the Torah use the lashon of Teruah? Why doesn't the Torah use the lashon of shofar? Should have said Yom Shofar Yilechem. Why does the Torah use the lashon Teruah? So Mefarshim want to explain that the state of Teruah is, Teruah is really like lashon of Yalila, of crying, of having pachad, having aima, of having fear. And we learn out from the word Teruah, like what type of a shofar, how we have to blow the kofas. So the yisheid of Teruah is, the Gemara says, Kama de kaya finish daita tveyodif. We knowing, we have that the shofar is like bent over, to show us that a person has to be kaya daita. Means you have to humble yourself, you have to have pachad, you have to have awe from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to have the mid of anova. The more a person humbles himself, kayiv daitei, bends over. So some people, b'shash mon esrei, and Rosh Hashanah also they bend over the whole time. The more a person bends over, the more he'll be zoicha b'din in Rosh Hashanah. All this we learn out from the word Teruah. The first thing I want to say the pshat is like this, that true, the whole day of Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be Yom Teruah. It's supposed to be a day that a person humbles himself, and is mekabel upon himself, accepts upon himself, the old Malchus Shemayim, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch was a melech today, he's becoming a new king again today, and we're the special am, we are the ones that are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're accepting upon ourselves today the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an Indian the whole day, the whole 24 hours of Rosh Hashanah, or 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah, is this Indian of Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim. Just, how do we do it? There's the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. True, you only have to hear 9 kolos, that's all. But the pshat is, the kol shofar is supposed to put us into a mood that the rest of the day, we're in this mood of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, to accept upon ourselves the new kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And another tremendous glick, a lock we have about Rosh Hashanah is, it's the beginning of the year, it's a new ischachit, it's like starting over new. You have the power now that even though you did Averis, you weren't so good last year, it's like a new start now, it's new Haskalah, just like the Bria Soilah in the beginning of the world was like that. Any new aschol, any new beginning, it's easy to start over again. And really, we know that Rosh Hashanah, that's the beginning of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And the end of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that's Yom Kippur. And really, the question is, like, how come we don't have a Yom Kippur before Rosh Hashanah? like we should have our kapora before we have our mishpat, our judgment. Secondly, how come we don't mention a chet and Rosh Hashanah? We don't talk about that Hashem should forgive us on the chatoyim that we have. The chur, we're getting judgment today. We should want to wipe away our chatoyim. Why don't we mention chatoyim, the averus, the things bad we did? Why don't we mention them on Rosh Hashanah? And also, if Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aser Shimei Tshuva, where is the tshuva that we're supposed to do on Rosh Hashanah? And the pshat is, Mefarshim say, that the way a person does tshuva is, first you have to lift yourself up. You have to make yourself into a derech hadash, a new person. You're not the same person you were last year. It's a new zman now, it's the beginning of the year, it's a time to change over to become new. And if a person wants to become new, he could become new. You have to, like right now, overlook the averus. The person should not say, I'm so bad I can't become good. No, overlook the averus now. It's as if today you created at the beginning of the Bria. And today you have to lift yourself up, be misroimim, and like we say now, be mekabel upon yourself, the Olma HaShemayim, and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to lift himself up. After a person lifted himself up and is close to Hashem, now it's possible, the rest of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, to look back at the bad actions you did throughout the year and do tshuva, ask Hashem to forgive you. But kol zman a person is down low, doing his chatoyim, it's hard to do tshuva. The famous example they give is, if when a person is shikur, is drunk, you can't show him how bad it is to be drunk. You can't take him downstairs and show him another person is drunk. That's rolling in the mud. Because kol zman, he's drunk, he only sees it's a good thing. He also wants to roll in the mud. But first you have to make the person sober. Make him high. Make him understand things. When he has his understanding, then he'll realize and see how bad it is to be drunk. Of course, the same thing Klal Yisrael. And Rosh Hashanah first, the beginning of Aseret Shimei Tshuva is, we have to be misroimim, we have to pick ourselves up. We have to feel as if today we're born, a new beginning, a new aschola. Now it's Dikim Gemurim. And there's also part of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it says, Basher Husham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us mishpat, gives us judgment, the way we are right now. Even though we were molech chatoyim before, but if we're Rosh Hashanah now, we act like tzaddikim. Right now, we are korov to Hashem. Right now, we do love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're waiting to mitzapeh to see the godless of Hashem, the Malchus Shemayim. We're waiting to see again the Meimos HaMashiach, to see again the Beis HaMikdash, Melech HaMashiach. We're waiting to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By this, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our Mishpat. That Bashehu Shom, the way we are in Rosh Hashanah, that's the way we get our Mishpat. That's all Rachmim Chesed of Hashem. So that's why in Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Aseret Shimei Tshuva, we don't look at our Chatoyim. We don't ask for forgiveness for the Chatoyim. But right now, the Avoidus Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is a day of Iskarbas Lashem, of Malchus, to accept upon itself the Melech, to take away the Hester upon him, the blackness that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take it away. Break the Mechitzas between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we lift ourselves up. And then afterwards, we can go back to think about all the chatoim we did throughout the year to do tshuva on them. Now, in the Sefer Lev Eliyahu from Eliyahu Le'Apiyan, it brings down a medrash that says that Yom Achron Shel Shona is Kukula Shona. That means the last day of the year is really like the whole year itself. And he explains that what it means to say is that a person could do tshuva on the last day of the year, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Person acts nice and does true for the last day of the year, that could help for the whole year. There's such a thing like we're saying, Basher Husham, the way you are then, like the way a person davens the last marav of the year, the way a person davens the last shachris of the year, the way a person davens the last mincha of the year, the last day, the last tefillah, the last davening, the last learning that we do, could help for the whole year. So the tremendous inyan, the before Rosh Hashanah, the day on Erev Rosh Hashanah, to really try and do as much mitzvahs and the best way possible. And usually we know that the more important something is, usually the more the Yetzirah is there to stop us, to bother us, not to let us do it. That's why it's very hard to attack on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Everybody thinks it's an Erev Yom Tov, it's a day to take it easy, to prepare, and usually people don't learn that much, and they don't daven that well, and they're busy doing other things. That's only the Yetzirah. But really, the last day of the year before Rosh Hashanah, also a way to pick ourselves up, to have a mechila before the Yom Adin, is to act, to be careful the last day, to do the davening, the mitzvahs, the learning, at the uttermost. Nechlami, that's why near Rosh Hashanah you have an extra long slichas, we say, that the pshat is now, before Rosh Hashanah, we're asking Hashem to forgive us. Slach lonu, for all the chatoyim we did, today that when it comes Rosh Hashanah tomorrow, we'll be able to be Zeicher B'din. Like we spoke about it before, that the Seder Rosh Hashanah is really the Iskarbos Lashem. The fact that we're Zeicher to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this aura, the light, the Yomim Nechmodim, these sweet days. At the Pshat we said, the Imulufonei Malchius, Kadesh Atam Nechun Yalechem, that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say Psukim of Malchus, that we realize the greatness, the Melech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. The same thing, the Zechreinos, we remember, we say all the Psukim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close with Klai Yisrael. He remembered Noach, he remembered all the different throughout the Deiris. Remember, we speak about all the Zechreinos, Levitaybo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Klai Yisrael. And the Pshat is that in Rosh Hashanah, we want to become as close as possible to Hashem. It's a special day that Hashem gave us, even though it's a Yom HaMishpat, it's a day of judgment, but it's also a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close with us. And we have to feel Ava, tremendous amount of Ava, love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say Psukim of Zechreinos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu like should remember us. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us, the Zechreinos L'Toyv will be for the good. We end off with the Shofar. The Shofar of a Shofar is the Yonim to wake us up, to realize the godless, the greatness of the day. Hu Adin, one of the Talmud is because when you appoint a new king, you blow the Shofar. It's a pshat, you be mamlech, the melech hamlochim. You're appointing a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be the melech today. So you blow the Shofar today, that's also the end of the Or Shah Rosh Hashanah. But then the Gror was knowing that at the time B'Shas they blew the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, he was Moli Simcha. Not like some of Kabbalim says, in it have Pachar Amos Yiras Hadin B'Shas the Shofar. However, the Gror was knowing to be Moli Simcha. And the Pshat is, because he held that when we blow the Shofar, that's the time when we are being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're like appointing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be our king. At the time when you appoint a king, you're Moli Simcha, you're happy. The arm, a nation needs a king, wants a king. Who avad and avad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchi Amlochim. The Klai Yisrael is waiting and wanting, and it's a tremendous simcha to blow the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, to have this feeling that we now are being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Pshat we said, not that we're like really making him a king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself is the king. It's just by saying these psukim, by doing the mitzvahs, by blowing the Shofar, we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, memela, that causes a direct hashpah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes close to us. And that's the tremendous hanor, the tremendous tainug, the simcha of Rosh Hashanah, the fact every single Jew could become close again back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for really, for Klai Yisrael to have a Yom Adin and Mishpat is a tremendous glick, it's a special luck that we have, that we are zoicha to have a Mishpat, to have a judgment at least once a year. Hu Adin, after davening, when we go home, we have our Suda. The Chassam Sofer talks about it, that the Suda you have in Rosh Hashanah, it's not Stam an Inyan of Simcha, it's not Stam an Inyan of Achila, however, it's an Inyan of His Oris. It's also an Inyan like we were Mekabel, the Malchus Shemayim, we appointed a king, we know we have a Melech over us, and we're happy with the Melech. We're like making a Suda, Lekavod the Melech, Lekavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an Inyan of His Oris. We once spoke out before that the Yisrael of the Suda is that any time there's a tremendous amount of Hashpah, when something good comes down and you want to keep it, the way we keep the Hashpah, the way Mashma goes inside us, is through a Suda. That's why Taka, you need to make a Siyam. When you finish learning a Homesechta, you have a tremendous Hashpah. You finish something, you finish the Homesechta, you're supposed to make a Suda. With the Suda, that's the Pshat, you keep the Hashpah of the Mesechta goes inside us, it stays with us. Hu Adin, the Achila and Rosh Hashanah has to be like this. So you have to realize there's a tremendous amount of awe, of light, of Hashpah coming down, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close with us, that the day we receive all our brachas, the Teuva for the whole year, our whole year's Teuva comes down in Rosh Hashanah, and for that we have to make a Suda to be happy with it, and to keep this Hashpah. Now the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and after Zayin, the Gemara says, Loma Teikim B'Shofar Shel Ayil. How come we blow the Shofar Rosh Hashanah with the Shofar Shel Ayil? Is Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tiku lofonai b'shofar shel ayil. We should blow the shofar shel ayil from a rim. Kedei she'eska lochem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. That I should remember the akeda of Yitzchak ben Avram. Umala ni'aleichem kilu akaretem esatzmechem lofonai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will account it
as if we ourselves were Moisei Nefesh, as if we ourselves sacrificed ourselves in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, what does one have to do with the other? Some the fact that we blow the shofar and we remember the way Yitzchok Avinu had the Akedah, how does it make us if we ourselves also made the Akedah? We're not sacrificing ourselves. We're not putting ourselves down on top of the altar to be sacrificed. So what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we were makir of ourselves. And the pshat is, the Yol explains that the chiddush of the Akedah Shel Yitzchok, even though Yitzchok Avinu really was not nifter, he was not really Moisei Nefesh, but he did it b'koyach. He wanted to. He had the rotzen atoiv, the rotzen in his will. He was ready to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though b'poyel actually it didn't happen. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted his b'koyach, that he wanted to be Moisei Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it as if he was really Moisei Nefesh. And Machmas Yitzchok Avinu, it's a nikvah l'dor v'doros, that every single Jew, whenever a person has in mind that he would want to be Moisei Nefesh, b'koyach, he would want to give up his life l'Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would want to be so close to Hashem that even if it means to give up his life, he would do it for Hashem's sake. The fact we feel that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts it as if we really did it. That's the pshat from the mitzvah, v'yahavta es Hashem l'kecho, v'chol levovcho, v'chol nashcho, v'chol miyadecho. That you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that even if it would come to a situation where you have to give up your life, you would do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even though the situation doesn't come, but if you feel that way, that you would be ready to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if you're mamis Moshe Nefesh. That's also part of the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah. When we blow the shofar, we start to have this feeling of mysterious nefesh, like we're saying, the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the melech, all the brachos we get is only because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every Jew should be ready to be Moisei Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if we actually did it. And the Pasuk it says, Ashrayom Yoideis Ruah Hashem B'yor Ponecho Yaleichun. It's master from the Medrash is like a question, like who is the one that knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the answer is, Hashem B'yor Ponecho Yaleichun. That people that go in front of Hashem. And the Medrash says that Ashrayom means Ashrayhem LeYisrael. Sheyoidim L'ratzei says Barim. That Klai Yisrael knows how to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu like us. Uvamer with what? Pashofar. With the shofar. Right, the Gemara says, B'shas, we blow the shofar. It's considered like we're going lefnai lefnim. We're going mamish into Kodesh HaKadoshim, mamish right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the Yisrael of Rosh Hashanah, that we do things, we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only to make us closer to Hashem. Like we said, memeila, automatically, all the brachos will come down to us. And mitzvah, we shall be zeicha, with echsim yisri v'toivah, Shnaz Gula v'Yeshua, Shnaz Shoyis v'chaim. On what?